Novak Djokovic severs ties with Tennis Players Association he co-founded. By Paul Bois on January 4, 2026. Tennis icon Novak Djokovic severed ties with the Professional Tennis Players Association, PTPA, this weekend due to ongoing concerns regarding transparency, governance, and the way my voice and image have been represented. Djokovic severed his ties despite having co-founded the union with Vasek Pospisil in 2021. In March 2025, the union sued the Association of Tennis Professionals, ATP, and the Women's Tennis Association, WTA, over allegations of systemic abuse, anti-competitive practices, and a blatant disregard for player welfare. Djokovic, however, disagreed with some of the allegations, which the ATP and WTA strongly disputed, per The Independent. After careful consideration, I have decided to step away completely from the Professional Tennis Players Association. Djokovic announced on X. This decision comes after ongoing concerns regarding transparency, governance, and the way my voice and image have been represented. I am proud of the vision that Vasek and I shared when founding the PTPA, giving players a stronger, independent voice. But it has become clear that my values and approach are no longer aligned with the current direction of the organization, he added. I will continue to focus on my tennis, my family, and contributing to the sport in ways that reflect my principles and integrity. I wish the players and those involved the best as they move forward, but for me, this chapter is now closed. According to ESPN, the 24-time Grand Slam champion launched the union in 2021 with the aim of offering representation for players who are independent contractors in a largely individual sport. One of the goals made clear along the way was to become a sort of full-fledged union that negotiates collective bargaining agreements like those that exist in team sports, although that sort of thing hasn't happened, noted the outlet. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian Tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at Proland Films or Instagram at Proland Films.